Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday, 28th of July, 2023, and you are on the green. It's a Friday. That means it's a sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. While I await his arrival, I do a little housekeeping. Let's start with the on-the-clock sand dollar giveaways. Again, we put them in pause until Monday, where we will have a new and exciting payout plan. So winners have an opportunity to win more money as the week rolls on. I'm going to introduce that on Monday, so you guys stay tuned. But we do have a boat cruise ticket giveaway this morning, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. I want to start by sharing condolences from the Mitchell, Boyd, and Gay families to the immediate family of our cousin George Lonnie Gold Boyd Culmer of Fresh Creek Andrus. His funeral service will be held on Saturday, that's tomorrow, at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church, Boyd Road. I want to just pause. It's a family member. I just want to pause and say condolences to the family and take a moment to share condolences and to hold a space for all of the people who have lost loved ones recently. We send George Lonnie Gold Boyd Culmer. Ah, boy. Now, I've got some news. I want you all to help me if you can. I've got three kittens that I've been asked. Three, not kittens. They're cats. They're cats. They need adoption quickly. A family friend is moving. I've got these three cats I need to find homes for. As you all know, I have no experience in raising children, so I can't keep any cats. But I've got these three cats. Two of them, Rose and Blanche, are sisters, and they are looking for a new home. And they have a little brother named Tigger. Tigger, of course, is more adventurous and is willing to strike out on his own with a new family. If you are interested in adopting a cat, saving a cat's life, rehoming a couple of cats, Blanche and Rose, of course, you know those names, they got to live together. But you can reach out to 455-7242. That's 455-7242 if you would like to help us rehome these three beautiful, Rose and Blanche. That takes us to our boat cruise ticket giveaway this morning. We're giving away one ticket for the Blue Diamond Boat Cruise, which is the 28th of July, 2023. Here is the question to answer to win a ticket to the Lodge St. Michael Blue Diamond Boat Cruise. As I think today is the 28th. Tonight, the 28th, from 7 p.m. to 12 midnight. Are you guys ready for the question? Let me throw out the question, and I'm going to throw out the numbers to call. Who is the oldest Golden Girl, and who is the youngest Golden Girl from the show Golden Girls, about four senior citizen women living together in Miami. In the show Golden Girls, featuring four older women living together as roommates, who is the oldest Golden Girl and who is the youngest Golden Girl? Producer, make sure when we go to a break, you play that. We look for it too, for the Golden Girl. So our ticket question today to win a boat cruise ticket for the Blue Diamond Boat Cruise: who is the oldest and who is the youngest of the Golden Girls from the hit television show The Golden Girls? That's our question for the day to win the Blue Diamond Boat Cruise ticket. Now, it's a Sports Friday, so we're going to talk sports this morning. Did you guys know, not the ages of the characters on the show, the ages of the actresses in real life, right? So not the ages of the characters, but the ages of the actresses in real life. Who is the oldest Golden Girl and who is the youngest Golden Girl? All right, the numbers to call: 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, toll free. And then our text line, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. All right, I've got some texts here. I'm going to check the text quickly. So you got to give me the names of the character. Give me the names of the character. Okay. Let's see, we got a caller on the line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. What's up?
Everything's good. How are you?
I am great, man. I'm excellent, Aaron. I ain't never been nothing yet, you know. I mean, I just know a lot of answers to things, but I'm going to try this morning then.
Okay,
cool,
I ready.
Cool. Okay, the oldest Golden Girl that I can remember is Pauline Davis, right?
No, not those Golden Girls from the hit television show, The Golden Girls. Not from the hit television show, The Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But you ain't wrong.
I thought you talk about the Golden Girls from four females.
Yeah, four senior women.
Right. I think one passed away about a year ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. No problem there. But listen. You can still give me some kind of credit for our Golden Girls.
Yeah, absolutely. You want a book? I got a book for you.
No, man, Aaron. You know I don't need nothing, man. You're just someone who really would appreciate it. But thanks anyway. You have a good weekend, sir.
Absolutely, boy. Do
yes,
it. That's,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Awesome,
yes,
man.
Ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. Good. Let me go to the next caller, producer. Let me tell you why that's awesome. Because we have this cultural thing where we like to say two women can't live in the same house. I don't think we understand the impact that has had on us structurally as a community, right? As communities, structurally as a country. The impact, the promulgation of that idea that two women can't live in the same house. Especially when we grow up with an example of the Golden Girls, four women living in the same house. And it did all work out. Anyway, good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
Morning.
Okay,
the youngest one was Sophia. The oldest one was Dorothy.
No, those are the characters.
You asked me the name of who.
The actresses.
In the movie.
No.
She was in the youngest and oldest, you know.
No. Not,
she was mother and daughter.
Not in the show. Not the characters, the actresses.
I talk about the real life.
Yeah.
Sophia, who was the oldest on the show, she was the youngest out of all of them in real life.
She was
Dorothy was the oldest. She was older than all of them in real life. I follow them up. They're my people. That's the only show I could stay up and tell Christ decided to come.
I have to say, though, but that's not correct.
Really?
Yeah. But it is like a trick question. You're right. Like, it's not the same as it is on the show. The ages are different.
Yeah, because on the show, Sophia was the oldest.
Right, she was the oldest, but she was younger than most of the cast.
She was younger than all of them.
No, not all.
Really?
Yeah. I surprised myself.
No, man. I thought she was the younger.
No, I know what you're saying. I was surprised myself.
And I know Dorothy was older than all of them.
No.
Dorothy wasn't older?
No.
It couldn't have been Blanche.
Listen, you give it, would you listen, okay. You give out the answer. But I appreciate the conversation, and I appreciate what you tell me. Use the local expert on the Golden Girls. I ain't mad at you. I'm mad at you at all. Okay, I'm going to throw out the answer. I have another question for you guys. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You called to answer the question?
Yes, I did.
Answer the question. I ain't going to get out the answer yet. Let me see if you get it right.
All right. The oldest Golden Girl in real life, the actress, is Betty White, who was 99 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the youngest is Eddie Rue McLennan, who was 76 years old.
There you go. That's the correct answer. Betty White was born 17th of January, 22. Beatrice Arthur was born later that year in May. Then it's Sophia. And then it's Blanche, Rue McClanahan. Absolutely. You gave the producer your cell phone number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Your ticket will be available today at The Guardian. The cruise, I think, is tonight, so you got to pick up your ticket today before 5 p.m.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, I'll get your cell number, and I'll contact you just in case you have any issues, and I'll have to try and get to you. All right. Thank you very much, guys. See, I told y'all, that show is very popular in the Bahamas, and it helped or it impacted or around older people, particularly women's, not just role in society, but it showed us that older people and older women in specifically, they don't stop living once they become what we call senior citizens. They have full lives, right? And I think that expanded the consciousness of a lot of people and shifted how we think about ourselves and each other and how we think about community. What concerns me most, though, is that we have a lot of people who are struggling with housing issues, right? Because we have these constructs about how we're supposed to live, because we have these even more rigid constructs about how power structures work, right? That's why we're still perpetuating this idea that two women can't live in the same house. Anyway, let's get back to sports because it's a sports Friday. First things first, driving and operating a motor vehicle is game. Driving and operating a motor vehicle in traffic on the public roads is a thinking man's sport, right? That's what it is. I just want to say, and I might know my opinion doesn't mean much in the grander scheme of things, right? But what was displayed on the roads of the Bahamas of New Providence, specifically yesterday, was nothing less than pandemonium. A bunch of people who decided that they didn't have to do what they know they ought to do when they know they ought to do it. Many of you, because there was more than 2 inches of water in the road. And I want to know, when did the Bahamas devolve to the place where 2 inches of water in the road is all is required to relinquish all common sense and to relinquish the social contract that we have with each other, that when we share public space, we moderate our behavior to ensure that we do not injure or negatively impact somebody else. What was displayed on the roads yesterday because of a little bit of rain and a little bit of water goes beyond criminal, because there was just lots of criminality on the road. It manifests a collective that we don't understand how things work, but more importantly, we don't understand the cost of things. You know what else is a sport? Bullying is also a sport. It's not a thinking man's sport, but it's a sport. And it's one that we have begun practicing in the Bahamas as if it is a new feature at the Olympics. And yesterday, all of that was on full display. I'm not going to continue in that commentary in case people think that I am denigrating others. I'm going to focus on where the focus should be, which is I can understand why ordinary Bahamians would lose control of all of their senses in the rain. They are in a state of crisis, right? I get that. But why is it that the Royal Bahamas Police Force and their officers also act as if 2 inches of water in the road would cause them to forget what their statutory duties are? That's what's most troubling. Because most people aren't biggity like me. They're not going to blow their horn when somebody cuts them off or pushes them into a verge by forcing their way out of a corner. They are going to rely on the police to enforce the traffic controls. But I wonder, who are the police relying on to enforce the traffic controls? Is the commissioner of police aware that police officers are not enforcing traffic? In fact, not only are they not enforcing traffic controls, not only are they turning a blind eye to traffic, the breaking of traffic controls, they're committing them themselves. It's a matter of crises. Because how do you expect people to follow the law if they're watching police officers break the law? And you're going to say the traffic is not a big deal. It's not that big of a deal, Aaron. It is a big deal, and you are constantly witnessing the devolution of our social structures, our social contracts with one another. You're watching them devolve on the road. And the first step to maintaining social cohesion is by enforcing the most basic rules in public spaces, like traffic controls. Now, I come in to talk real sports this morning, you know, but I want to thank the two young men who I was fortunate enough to drive behind on the way to work this morning. Their response to somebody blowing a horn at them because they were obstructing traffic was then to immediately attempt to hit a pot cake on the side of the road with their car. Now, I'm not commenting because of the cruelty that must reside in someone who decides for no reason other than the dog is on the side of the road to try and swerve and hit him. I'm making this commentary because of the stupidity. Yeah? The stupidity. Driving a whole car, not in any sort of uniform, who look like they spend the last 48 hours committing crimes. Why would you risk your freedom by knocking a dog down for no reason? Why would you risk damaging the vehicle that you're driving to knock a dog down in the road for no reason? Why would you risk causing an accident with other cars and other people to knock a dog down in the road for no reason? Bahamas, we got some serious introspection and work to do. You know what introspection is, my people? That's when Rastaman say you got to overstand the situation. You don't just look within. You have to look around. You have to put yourself in a position where you can see everything from every perspective and position. And wise, you know. It's time for us to start overstanding. Get a sense of who we are and why we're here. Producer, I'm going to read some of these texts. We got a right answer already. I want to thank everybody for playing along. Thank you very, very much. Okay, let's get into some sports news. Things that have gone down this week in the world of sports. From the 25th of July, 23, Sands re-elected as NACAC president. Bahamian Mike Sands is now a two-time president of the North American, Central American, and Caribbean Athletic Association. Sands, who made history 4 years ago, becoming the first Bahamian president of one of the six area associations of world athletics, got a huge sign of approval at the NACAC Congress in San Jose, Costa Rica over the weekend by being re-elected as the top official in the regional body. He's expected to serve for another 4 years and automatically take the Bahamas' spot on the World Athletics Council. The elections were held during the NACAC Under-18 and under in the Costa Rican capital. The Bahamas finished fourth in that three-day meet with 22 total medals, 6 gold, 9 silver, and 7 bronze. The United States won the meet with 23 gold, 16 silver, and 8 bronze for a total of 47 medals. Jamaica was second with a total of 32 medals, and Canada rounded up the top three nations with 28 total medals. Sands ran unopposed, secured 22 of the 29 votes. The other people were not present. There are 31 full-fledged members of NACAC family, of the NACAC family, including the Bahamas, the majority of the Caribbean, and North and Central America. There are 5 other associate members as well. Sands was in transit back to the Bahamas from Costa Rica yesterday, but was unavailable for comment. The NACAC election of officers precedes the elections of World Athletics, set for next month prior to the start of the 2023 World Athletics Championships. That global meet is set for August 19th through 27th in Budapest, Hungary. I got another story here. This is not typically the story we read on a Friday, but it's not typically the story we find in the Bahamas sports world. So I'm going to get into it. Incident mars proceedings of Babe Ruth Classic. This is another Guardian story from the 26th of July, 23. What was turning out to be a well-structured tournament with hardly any incidents took a turn for the worst on Monday as teams battled for positions and medals. The Babe Ruth Caribbean Baseball Championship and Invitational wrapped up on Monday at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex and the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. The 12 and under division was a qualifier for the Cal Ripken Major 70 World Series at Ballparks of America in Branson, Missouri later this summer, and the Invitational 16 and under division featured a number of quality teams from the region, the United States, and as far away as Europe. Aruba emerged as a champion in both divisions, and Puerto Rico was the runner-up both times. There was no bronze medal game in the 12 and under division, and the Bahamas won the bronze under invitational. It was in the 16 and under semifinal game between the Bahamas and Puerto Rico in which tensions flared between Team Bahamas head coach Greg Burrows Jr. and home plate umpire Edane Canister from Curaçao and spilled over into a confrontation after the game. Now, there are a lot of details going back and forth with members of the parts of the conflict sharing what they perceived transpired. This is very unfortunate. And I hope that the Baseball Federation and the NSA not only get this cleared up as quickly as possible, but that they make a public statement as to the resolution of the matter. I'll continue to read from the article. According to reports, Burrows questioned an article of clothing worn by the Puerto Rican pitcher under his hat. Canister said he ruled that the garment was not a violation of the rules of baseball for that particular tournament. He said he allowed the game to continue, and after further disruptions in relation to the same issue, he threw Burrows out of the game. Greg Jr., on the other hand, said that the article of clothing was a clear violation of the rules, and initially the umpire asked the pitcher to remove it, but in the following inning, he allowed the game to continue with the pitcher again wearing the garment. Greg Jr. had a different account of what transpired and said there was no threats made. Now, this again, I say this is a very serious matter because the umpire Canister alleges that Greg Burrows Jr. assaulted him. I think it's paramount that we get a response, a statement as to an official statement as to what happened and how the matter is being or was resolved. We can just stand by, like the Commissioner of Police likes to ask us to do, as if we are also members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We could just stand by, but for the sake of the sport and for the sake of what has been invested, both by the government and the community generally and the athletes, please, justice must not just be done. It must be seen. It must be seen to be done. All right, let's move on to another story. Grand Bahama teams win the Bahamas Flag Football Nationals. The Bahamas Flag Football Association took its national championship to Grand Bahama over the weekend, and President Bianca Lee noted that she was extremely pleased with how everything turned out. The regular season and the winning teams of those seasons teams battled it out for the title. The New Providence team in the Women's League are is the Carroll Contractors Avengers. And for the men, it was the EDLC Lions. After the season, there are four other teams that are interested in joining the league for the 2024 season, which means if you were interested in taking part in the 2024 season, but all the existing teams had full rosters, now you have a chance. There are four new teams interested in joining the league. There will be a tournament called the Heroes Tournament, October 7th through 8th. So get ready. Last year, there were 21 teams, including teams from the Cayman Islands, Abaco, Freeport, and New Providence. I imagine taking part in that tournament. And finally, this year, there's a possibility of a Mexico team joining Bahamas Flag Football, as well as teams from Italy and Amsterdam. Now, this is a great story. I'm glad to hear this because, remember, we just signed, I think we signed a deal with Flag Football NFL. And so it's wonderful to see that the environment is evolving, right, as we implement these new policies. The environment is shaping up to support the sports policy, and this is a great idea. Again, four new teams possibly this year, so there should be space for new players. Producer, let's go to a break. During the break, I'm going to read through some of these texts, and I see what we could do, texters. But I don't think anybody, but I want to, again, thank you guys for texting in. Producer, let's go to a break. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We're waiting for Eric Sawyer III. If he's not in studio, that means he's working hard somewhere. When we get back, we're going to delve into some more sports stories. We're going to look at Women's World Cup, and we're going to see what's happening with Bronny James. He had a major incident, I think, last week. We'll see what's up with him. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We'll be right back.
The biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say thank you for being a friend.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school,
so pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season
advertisers. Call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the family.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with this on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. And while we talk in sports, I about to call the BAAAs and tell them that Eric Sawyer III just showed up in studio, and that is the fastest entrance I ever seen, my friend. Good morning. How are you?
What's going
good,
on?
Good. Everything is okay. That's everything great, is man. Okay. And that's all we could ask for.
That's great.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How you doing? Great.
I'm well. I heard you on the drive here from work. I got stuck in a meeting. But I heard you on the drive here from work. Yes. We got some stupid drivers out there on the road. Yes. What needs to happen is, honestly, every 5 years or so, not every year, every 5 years or so, retest these people.
Mm-hmm.
Retest me. Retest you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see how well you do know the rules of the road.
Everybody
gets a retest. And I don't get to be on your license. You know, we could add something. We have everything else in the license now.
Yeah.
All it is to put a little X in the corner to say that you've been retested in the last 5 years. I watch how many people who bought their license. Not, you know, because I bought my license too. So did you. We paid $20.
Yeah.
Not the buy-in your license, $200, $300, $400, $500.
Yeah. Not that type of license.
Not that kind of license buy-in, you know. We'll be able to weed them out real quick.
Yeah. It.
Because there's plenty of people who go on and, you know, sign up for an ASU, get one ASU draw, and they're in the road with this small car. I never really knew how to drive. First car ever in life.
Bam.
We
acknowledge that the way that New Providence is set up, the lack of public infrastructure, people need cars to be able to do things, right? Because
exactly.
There is no public transportation system.
Especially after 6 o'clock.
Right, but a lot of people should not be driving. It's as simple as that.
A lot of people should not be driving.
And it's not, we're not saying that Bahamians are stupid. We're saying that in your society, there are going to be a lot of people who, A, cannot afford to maintain a motor vehicle properly.
Right.
And
responsibility.
Right. Those resources should be diverted to things like rent and education, educational opportunities, insurance. Right? You shouldn't. A lot of people don't have the resources to divest it or put in a car. The second thing is a lot of people just refuse to follow the rules.
That's all it is. That's all. That trust me, whenever it rains, you know, my family has a joke that whenever it rains, Eric goes straight home.
Yeah.
Eric don't waste no time in the road because, you know, you can swerve out of the water because you don't want your car to get in the water. But the water really, well and truly, like you said earlier, is 2 inches deep.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's 2 inches deep. And you decided you can come into my lane because you don't want your car to get wet because you don't want your engine. And if you properly maintain your car with the necessary mud guards and whatnot, going through water, it's not going to harm your engine.
It's not
going
to melt your car.
You know?
Not 2 inches.
But you don't maintain it. You just won't put gas in it. Make sure the tire's wet when you get it clean from the car wash, man. And you just want to ride up and down the road and just hope that nothing goes wrong in your car.
Not realizing that you have a statutory
to maintain it.
Duty. Car roadworthy.
Exactly.
You don't risk hurting other people in a place where access to affordable and reliable health care is tenuous.
Very, at best.
Yeah. And I see, I want you all to learn that word, tenuous. That's a word you use when you don't want to get sued.
Yes, yeah.
It's a word you use when you don't want to get sued. It's tenuous at best. Okay?
Anyway, right. I just throw that in there.
I reminded people, driving, operating a vehicle, that's a thinking man's job.
Yeah.
Driving is a thinking man's sport.
And plenty of people don't think.
Or they refuse to think.
They refuse to think. They're impulsive. Just got to go where they got to go because their car and where and what they have to do is more important than what you have to do.
Yeah.
They've already predetermined that without speaking to you. And that's wrong.
Absolutely.
That's wrong.
And it's not about the rules because, hey, I don't like the government. I don't care about what the government doing. I ain't on their run. That's not what it's about. It's about our commitment to one another, that we don't negatively impact other people's lives unnecessarily, recklessly, or carelessly.
Very true.
That's all it is.
Very true.
Because here's, we're talking about sports today. I want you all to understand something. I live around the corner from Rick Fox's family.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick Fox's younger brother, Aaron Fox, was a better basketball player
than
Rick Fox. Mm-hmm. I play with him.
Mm-hmm.
I play one game with Rick, mm-hmm. right? But I play with Aaron. And Aaron's entire future and career shifted one day when they were playing on go-karts.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled out the corner and didn't see the vehicle. And the vehicle was coming fast over the hill. And just an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Not recklessness on behalf of the driver per se, but mm-hmm. just an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Ended the potential career of who was possibly the greatest basketball player the Bahamas would have ever seen.
And that says a lot because you got Clay, Sweet Bells, DeAndre.
I'm telling you. In fact, after his injury, he still, I think, got scholarships to play high school ball. That's how good he was.
Well, they was willing to take him anyway.
Right, but the extent of the injury would not, I don't think, would have favored well for movement into the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The NBA wouldn't have taken him on despite how well he may have performed.
Yeah.
We don't take into account the cost of our actions. And that's what we got to start doing. Anyway, mm-hmm. we got to get to some...
Yeah, just get to some...
Here's another thing. Bronny
had a heart attack, bro.
Cardiac arrest.
18 years old and had a heart attack.
Buddy, life could change.
Like that. Snap of a finger.
Right. And so... The James family is, I don't want to say tight-lipped. They've been very, I want to just say protective of the family.
Of course.
That's it. They've been protective of the family because Bronny is not just a member of the family. He's also an, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Bronny's going to play again?
Some people say yes. Some people say no. My gut is telling me he's going to try.
Yeah.
I don't believe he should.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason why, you know, Braun, even in the league, the only reason why he was able to be the number one scorer in terms of points made in mm-hmm. the NBA is because he was trying to stay there to play with his son, you know,
yeah.
to be the first ever father-son duo to play ball in the NBA. You know, his son was slated to go to the Atlanta Hawks next year in the NBA draft.
And let me tell you something. You know
and
what
LeBron
it is?
Was going to Atlanta, you know.
Yeah. You know what it is? You, LeBron, enter the NBA straight from high school,
mm-hmm.
and you have a dream, I imagine, from then.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and my child can play.
Came around not long after.
Like, yeah. When we think about an Aiden, a Buddy, what inspires them, a Kai Jones, what inspired him to posterize Wemby,
mm-hmm.
right? It's things like that.
Yeah.
You imagine LeBron had a dream, one day I can be playing in this league with my son.
Yeah, you know, when his son was about 8 years old, so that would have been Bronny born in 2005. So
2013. 10 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah. You know, when he was with the Heat and he saw Bronny like doing some things.
He realized his potential there.
Yeah, he realized his potential. He said, you know what, I got to take care of my body.
Uh-huh.
I got to really invest in my, and that's when he started to really invest. He stopped taking the fact that he has an indestructible body for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's when he started to invest $1 million a year in his body.
Yeah.
You know? And his body kind of betrayed him in the beginning. You know, his body started to cramp up in it because he had to get rid of all of the, he had to detox his body.
Yeah.
He had to get rid of all of the impurities in his body. You know, people like to crack joke on the game whereby he had to leave the game with cramps and whatnot. That's because his body was being reintroduced.
He was flushing out and yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so of course his body cramped up, you know. And the Spurs turned off the air conditioning in the building as well. But that's neither here
nor there. No, man, it ain't no Bahamians in Antonio, in San Antonio, man.
Some niggas there, though.
I mean, let's just...
Some Negroes.
That's a wild... Is that
urban
sort of...
Negroes.
That sort of sabotage is going on in the NBA at that level?
Pardon?
That type of sabotage is going on in the NBA at that level?
It did, you know. I mean, we could talk about the flu game in 97, you know.
Yeah.
Jordan playing the Jazz. He ordered some food. He ordered some hotel room service, brought it up, and apparently, I think it was chicken, and the chicken, you know, was halfway spoiled, and he ended up with food poisoning and sick, and that was the game he scored 38 points in, if I'm not mistaken. That was the flu game, whereby, you know, during every timeout, he was slumped over, tired, couldn't play, but as soon as the whistle blew and it's time to play ball again, he was a monster on the court.
That's why possibly the greatest.
Possibly, yeah.
That game right there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right, I got a text here that says, listen, Eldis is the oldest of our local Golden Girls.
She is.
I got a text here. I'm a Harden fan, but at this point, he is milking the NBA. Text, I want to thank you because it's a young...
He's the new Joe Johnson, man.
It's a young Bahamian boy I follow on Facebook, right? This young boy is having this conversation. I couldn't quite follow it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think they were trying to say that Harden was a better shooting guard than Dwayne Wade. And I almost throw, I don't even follow basketball like these young, but I almost break up my phone when they say that. There's no way Harden could be a better shooting guard or point guard than Dwayne Wade. Or
in
most
Harden's
of the
best
guards,
days.
Man.
In Harden's best days, because the NBA changed from the time when Dwayne Wade was in the league and at the top of his game before injuries, you know.
Yeah.
In Harden's best days, he couldn't see Dwayne Wade back in 05, 06, 07. Dwayne Wade got himself a ton of injuries there, you know, by the time 2010, 2011 came around.
Yeah.
He started to be on the decline.
Yeah.
You know, and, but Dwayne Wade, you know, his nickname is Flash for a reason. When he slashed to the rim and rises, he was Derrick Rose before Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
He was getting up there and he was not afraid.
Yeah.
He was not afraid of anybody and anything. And then he also had the body and the size to, you know, withstand those hits in the post.
Man.
Now the league has now turned into, you know, you can take a gather step.
Yeah, I just refuse to believe it.
James Harden is into the gather step. You could dribble, take two step, and take one more to lean in to take a shot because the NBA wants to see more points.
Yeah.
As opposed to the old school rule that I came up under, you came up under, and Dwayne Wade came up under. Dribble, 1-2, shoot.
Listen, I okay with the gather step. As long as they stop overcalling fouls, man. Then let me be a bit more aggressive on the defensive end.
You can't be more aggressive because they need the points.
No, but I'm saying if they could get the points, I give you the gather step.
Yeah,
let me get a little bit more body on the floor.
If you're allowed to get more body, then what's going to happen is points are going to go down, and that's not what they want. So they can make sure that the defense is always on its heels. Can't use your hands. Can't do forearms. No hand checking. Flops are going to be called in a different manner now in this upcoming season. So all of the people in the NBA that like to flop to get a foul call won't be happening anymore. Just don't stop, man. Just don't stop.
Oh, boy. Ask your guest how he feels about the Westbrook Salty Pippen contract. He says the $8 million garbage contract. That's what he called it.
Tell me
about that. No, tell us what it is.
Well, what's all the contract?
I think he's talking about Pippen.
Oh, Pippen? I don't know why Pippen upset, you know. I really don't. Jordan said that he would have never won a ring without Pippen. That is validation. I don't know why Pippen mad. I mean, Jordan said some things in the documentary. Okay, cool. It's a documentary. It has to sell. He's trying to make money. I mean, the man just sold his majority stake in the Hornets. He's still going to be an owner of the Hornets, you know.
Yeah.
Just not...
A majority owner.
Just not a majority owner. He still has a minority stake in the Hornets.
Yeah.
You know, so if they miss and win a ring, he can get one again. You know? But Jordan has gone on record by stating, and this was during the NBA Finals, this was after the NBA Finals, years later, saying, long before the documentary came out, there's no way he wins a ring without Pippen. There's no way. So I don't know what Pippen's so upset for. It's just a documentary, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a text here that says, first thing, when I think I asked a question about sabotage, right? Mm-hmm. He said, the Celtics and the Pistons were the dirtiest teams in the league.
Yes, they were.
Oh, and the text says that Jordan and Pippen have a personal off-the-court family, internal matter, well, that's driving this animosity between the two of them.
Pippen may be upset at it, but Jordan really don't want nothing to do with it. And Jordan has gone on record by stating he don't want nothing to do with it. He doesn't agree with it. He doesn't agree with it.
Yeah.
His son is checking Pippen's ex-wife. He don't agree with that.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
That goes against every code. This ain't even like my son checking your daughter.
Yeah.
My son is checking your ex-wife, bro. Like my son that used to be at the games and practice and, you know, family.
Right, and it would make it, you know, if I'm Pippen, I'm thinking, what would Jordan have said to his son or allowed his son to infer Jordan or presume to think that this is okay to do to me, who was your daddy's
right on.
On the court and help him win all these ring and achieve all this fame. But what a
Jordan
Texas
does not approve. He does not approve of that.
All right.
And he's on record by stating he doesn't approve of that.
Right. And it's good to know because Jordan has a reputation of being a acerbic, right? A scratchy, difficult to hang with kind of boy. You have a sort of a bad attitude.
Yeah, but Jordan don't want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I would try and stay away from it as well. All right, guys, listen, this weekend, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force is having its annual fun run walk race on Saturday starting at 6 a.m. from Goodman's Bay. It's a 6-mile course from Goodman's Bay west to Roundabout Point at the beginning of Sandyport Bridge and return east to the starting point. The walkers will walk 3 miles at Malia, travel west to the loop, and return to the starting point. Registration is $20 per person, includes a T-shirt, bag, water bottle, and souse.
Listen.
DRBDF.
Now you're saying the right thing.
You know soldiers gay run on a full belly.
Now you're saying the right thing. Group rates. I'm just saying, boy, listen, I already got a spot there for a car. I can drive that.
Oh, look here.
Now you're saying south. I could walk for some south.
Yeah, man. And group rates are available at $15 per person for 10 or more people and $10 per person for 20 or more people. And they didn't say the south's not included. So
get a group together and get some south. You know, get your heart rate up. You know, get your pressure down, get your belly full.
Yeah. Listen, we, text there, what highlights from the Bahama games were most memorable? Dear text, I wish I could tell you. I mean, personally, I am derelict because I didn't go. Last week, I read some of the headlines. I can try and do a full write-up. I can try and get the Bahama games team on here because I don't think they ended it properly.
But the volleyball championships, both men and women were super exciting.
Yeah. Okay.
Super exciting.
Awesome, because we did well.
Highlight.
I hear the music producer coming right now. We did well. There's one last headline. Y'all check it out. The Bahamas drops 2 matches in Suriname, the 18th Caribbean Zonal Volleyball Association Senior Caribbean Volleyball Championships. We doing well over there as well.
Oh, by the way, you have listeners in Dubai that listen to you.
Well, good morning.
I just remembered to say that.
Good
morning, my good old Dubai friend.
I can figure out the language.
She said don't call her
name. No, we can call her name. I can figure out how they say Kong Salad in Dubai.
Yeah.
You guys, wherever you are in the world, have a wonderful day.
You too.
Have a wonderful day,
Bahamas.
Thank you for making it in, Mr. Sawyer. It's great to see you.
Back to work.
All right. Producer, take us away. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. You guys, practice empathy. Look out for one another.
Yeah, Lord.
Have a great weekend.